I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular.
Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your professional and life coach, making sure that both of those areas are nothing less than spectacular. I'm here with Sarah Thomas. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Jody. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. This is going to be a very blow your mind kind of a conversation.
Yes, I love that.
Yay.
Spectacular blow your minds. Let's do it.
Exactly. Spectacularly blow your mind. Let me tell you something about Sarah. Sarah Thomas leads Behold Retreats, a world-class platform guiding leaders, creators, and change makers through transformational plant medicine journeys. Her work has attracted high-profile clients, including NFL stars, and they have been featured in ESPN, The New York Times, Condé Nast Traveler, as one of the top luxury ayahuasca retreat providers. Sarah is on a mission to guide individuals through life-changing journeys, to offer deeply transformative experiences that connect mind, body, and spirit. She is rooted in a shared commitment to fostering human advancement and creating spaces for safe, legal, and profound personal growth. Wow, that is amazing. And I know we were chatting before this, but that's exactly what we need in our world right now is we need transformation. But there's so much anxiety going on, you know, in our political environments and our normal environments, and just, you know, with work, raising a family, whatever we're all doing. And tell me a little bit about these retreats that you offer, where you offer them, and the goal of them.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So our main medicine that we serve is ayahuasca, as you mentioned. And then we also serve psilocybin and bufo, which is 5-MeO-DMT. And the locations that we have these in are Costa Rica, my home country, or now my home country, and Mexico and Portugal. One of the things that I think separates Behold from other incredible places, to me, there is no competition. If somebody is serving the medicine and bringing people to these transformative experiences, they're all allies. There's just differences on what you might be attracted to. And so Behold, for example, we have very small, intimate retreats, no more than 11 or 12 people, often averaging around 9 or 10. And we make it so that physically, outside of ceremony, mentally and emotionally, we are very comfortable. That way, when we go to do the deep work, we are in full trust and full surrender. And then we go through very powerful ceremonies, and then we come back to that comfort. We spend the next day re-centering our nervous system, taking good care of ourselves, eating really healthy food so that we can show up again in strength and again in trust and surrender to go through the ceremonies again. And yes, we have been so blessed and honored to work with people that are leaders in their community, leaders in their field. And as you mentioned, many with stress and anxiety and sometimes depression. And sometimes they wear so many masks trying to show up for others that they lose themselves in the process. And so we walk this path together of how to lead a spectacular life. I love the work that you do. And how to do it healthy in all the ways, our body, our mind, our spirits, healthy.
Yeah. How do you, build that trust and safety, because people are coming in again with multiple levels of anxiety, but also depression. There's been so much research on PTSDs, addiction. So They're coming in not really knowing that they're in full control, which is, in my opinion, where a lot of these, health and mental challenges come from, is people feel out of control and they hold on tighter. So how do you reinforce that trust?
So the trust for us begins from the very first step. The moment anybody reaches out to the hold, they'll have a conversation with our onboarding team, a dear friend, and beautiful human beings to make sure that this is the right path for them or the right timing. That call, whether you are speaking with us or anyone, I always want to tell people that call should not feel like a come on down and let's see if this works. It should be a let's guide you to your full yes or your full no or a not yet, let's prepare. And so that's where that trust starts, is that we are guiding people through this process. After that step, if the invitation is sent to come to one of our retreats, then we have a really beautiful guest services team that expresses different areas that will help them have the retreat go as smoothly as possible. So that would be things like dieta, if possible, doing detoxes, both social media detoxes and electronic detoxes. That's
Nice.
not always possible for everyone, but
Yeah.
the more we put into life or retreat or ceremony, the more we get back out. So we guide them on how to prepare themselves the best for retreat. And then on retreat, so trust comes in a bunch of different layers, right? We notice things consciously in trust. Our subconscious also picks up a whole lot of things that will bring trust to us. And so, one, I don't want to brag about ourselves,
Yeah.
but I believe that people can consciously and subconsciously feel our heart right when they arrive. People say, "I feel your vibe. I
Oh,
like your vibe." It's your vibration.
sure.
And so,
Exactly.
that's one level. As they arrive, they can see that we are genuine people that will do what we can to be of service, that they get what they need out of this experience. And then other layers of trust is trusting in first our team. We call them the care team, the people during the daytime, our coaches, our facilitators, and then we have our medicine team.
And then you also have therapists as well, which is
Absolutely.
lovely because they can really walk somebody through an intense experience.
Yeah, exactly. And with visionary medicines, psychedelics, for example, to me, ayahuasca is a visionary medicine, but psychedelics is a more common language. A lot of the things will not be easily understood. And so, a facilitator, a coach, a therapist can work with somebody to help process the ceremonies, what came up. And then also integrate, okay, now I have this new information. Now I have this centering and energy that I haven't had before. Now, how do I integrate that into my daily life? And so, back on that trust, all of those are the layers of trust. And then also, we gain trust through experience. And so, we, in our ayahuasca retreats, for example, we do a number of ceremonies. So, the first one, we go in with a certain amount of trust already built up. And then we experience the medicine, and then we gain trust in the medicine and with ourselves. It's no longer the unknown, which a lot of people have some fear around. And so we walk that path together of building that trust. And there's also a lot of tools that we go through. The retreat isn't just ceremonies. We help people prepare. We go through, here are tools, and they're tools in life and in ceremony. They go hand in hand. A lot of the tools are the same in ceremony and in life, but we have workshops and meetings on how to prepare for ceremony. And then we have gatherings where we process ceremony together. And then towards the end, the integration. But yeah,
That,
trust is important,
yeah.
critical.
And I'm sure, that the trust does build mainly with themselves. Like they can rely on themselves. They can open up to the experience. They can really have an intention and set it that this is helping. I want to know as much as possible to help me understand what my next steps are.
And we all have in life tools, and then sometimes if we lean on those tools too much, they become crutches. And so having that awareness, and then it's we have ourself. So it's okay, I have a tool that I'm holding on to. Now if I'm gripping onto it, it becomes a crutch. And now it's okay, let go of that because I have myself. Even our ayahuasca retreats, they're called the guided side because we were always trying to lead people back to themselves. It's always
Nice.
beautiful to have help, to be able to call on your therapist, your coach, your team, and we have it inside. We are just guiding and then guiding people back to themselves.
That's lovely to hear. So, you know, for those many of us have not experienced that, what would be, for example, a transformational experience that you would have with ayahuasca? I mean, what are the typical outcomes that you have heard about?
So I can give a few examples. I can give personal, and then for like privacy reasons, I'll kind of
Yes.
skim the layer, but enough details so that we get the idea. So
Right.
I'll first start with a personal example. With myself, on my own, I would say have gotten pretty far in life, and I really enjoy my life. I'm always working on balance. What I'm doing really great over here, this goes a little less. And so, in one of my ceremonies, and I love ceremonies, people have an idea that they're all hard and they're all challenging. Ceremonies are beautiful. Ceremonies, are also fun and a really vibrational experience where you go in one way and you come out Sarah version 8.0. And I'm having a beautiful ceremony. I'm vibrating high. I'm feeling the universe. And then all of a sudden, something kind of dark is over to the right. And I don't want to do that. I'm doing this. And this is exactly what I coach on. And so I'm like, Sarah, go look at that. And the medicine had this is what is really exceptional about how some of these medicines work is I've heard hundreds of times people said, I learned something I would have never come up with on my own. That is the thing. Even on the healing side, people think it's X, and then they come out going, it was never that. It's Y, and now I know. And so in this ceremony, that spot pointed out to me, hey, Sarah, did you know that you're afraid to build something with people that you love? Because if the relationship doesn't work out, you're afraid you're going to lose everything. And so
Wow,
then,
that's a deep one.
Right? And I was like, no, I did not know that. And then it goes, and would you like to know why? And it brought me back to like my teenage years and witnessing a divorce. It was a very healthy divorce. Like my parents took great care of my sister and I. But I also had that subconscious learning. I didn't even know that I was learning this or growing this fear. And then that took probably 5 minutes. And then I went back to my ceremony where I was vibrating high and enjoying the music. We always have live music. It's really powerful. And then the next day, I go to the processing and integration and go, is this true? And so I looked back. I was in financial sales for years, which was an independent job. I traveled alone. I chose independent things. And even at that time, I also recognized that with my partner, I wasn't fully committing. I always had something on my own always over here. And with that new knowledge, I got to say, do you want to continue this way? And because I'm me, I did a T-chart, pros and cons, and I went back
Yeah,
and forth.
good
Maybe I want to
girl.
continue this way. And then I decided, I do not. I'm going all in. And so that's one example of a bit of data that can come in ceremony. And then the next day you go, what does this mean for me? And how do I want to change my life? And because of that 5 minutes in ceremony, I now am where I am now, which we built three organizations together. And an important thing is, and I didn't do it out of fear. It was completely out of love. And also, we talked about trust. It wasn't that that could never happen. It isn't that any partnership with my loved partner or a business partner doesn't mean that that will never happen. It's that I have set the mental fortitude that if it does, I will be okay. If it does, I will still have a means to take care of myself. And that's how I move forward.
And that's huge because that really allows you to build faith in yourself. And, you know, whatever happens, then I will be okay. I will take care of it. Whatever shows up, in
And in your
processing or
line,
not.
more than okay.
I know.
Spectacular. More than okay.
It's like I get to clear this thing that I had. And, you know, I wasn't consciously aware that I was doing, and that just opens up your life to so many more opportunities. Now, let's talk about a deeper integration. Let's say, it sounds like you get plenty of help on retreat, integrating, processing, asking those questions. What does it mean? Go back to a place where that may have occurred and you can revisit it. What happens after leaving beautiful Costa Rica? You're open, you're wide, you have lots of ideas how to lead your life. What goes on next after that so you can keep growing?
What happens next is the most important part. And this is the difference between 5 years later, somebody saying, "Oh, yeah, I've done ayahuasca once. It was really profound." And somebody saying, "I've done ayahuasca once and it changed my life." And the surprise is, it didn't change your life. You changed your life. And that is dependent on what you do after retreat. And so, one, we prepare on retreat. Some people think, okay, I'm going to go home into the same occupation in which may have triggered some of the things
Same
that brought me here,
environment, right?
the same environment. And so, how can I show up different? One, not trying to change everything outside of myself, but what inside of myself has changed where I can show up with more awareness, less being in the middle of a storm and more watching the storm and participating in how to take actions to alleviate. And so we work on this before people leave on going home.
Oh,
And they'll
nice.
think about home and then they'll get tested at the airport. And because
Oh,
they weren't aware,
yeah.
that could be a test that they're all of a sudden they're not patient. And so we say, be completely open to where your tests may come
Yeah.
from, with compassion, with love, with patience. And that doesn't mean don't take action. It doesn't mean if I see an injustice that I just close my eyes and meditate with it. I can still be strong. I can still take action in the work field. Some people are like, am I going to be totally different? You're
Right.
going to be you, just a more aware you. And
That's,
so
yeah.
we work at this on retreat and then after retreat. We always try to connect somebody with a coach or therapist. And of course, it's somebody's choice and whether they use one of ours. Many people have their own. And so that's beautiful as well. And then we try to stay connected. And so they become a part of the Behold alumni, where we have calls each month to talk about specific integration tools. And then we connect with them with the different medias. So, for example, worksheets or programs or different things that might be helpful.
Yeah, that sounds so. It sounds like you support people in the best way, in the maximum way possible, before showing up on the retreat and then after the retreat. What are some of the best, let's just say, tools that you feel are, that people have used post-retreat? Again, they're going to be tested over and over again, like all of us are, but they're more aware, more open. What are some of the ways that are most effective in staying open, in going through that same environment, same triggers, same people?
I think the first one is a commitment and accountability. So whether somebody's good at holding themselves accountable or they partner with a human to hold each other accountable, or with us, of course. And because the difference between committing to something 95% and 100% is night and day. If you say, this is a change I am going to make in my life, not I'm going to, I am changing that in my life, or done, I'm already there and I'm going to continue it. And then the commitment, the accountability. And then for me, a lot of that happens with daily practice. And so if you're a morning person, a morning routine, or sometimes people split it out to a bit in the afternoon and a bit in the evening time. One thing that I think that people might believe that when they leave a transformative experience, that they are now able to levitate and everything is in alignment. So to me,
We
one of the things is that the time that it takes for something around us that may in the past have triggered us or made us react and cause chaos, the time at which we bring in that awareness gets shorter and shorter. And so
Nice.
something that 8 years ago I may have been mad or sad about for a week, and
Yeah.
then 5 years ago, maybe it took 3 days. And now my awareness, I might be aware of it immediately. And it doesn't trigger me at all. And now it's just something that I have the opportunity to move through. So that will happen. It will happen where we just, the awareness is the most important thing.
Yeah, and that's almost the most challenging thing in our life is to be aware of what's happening and be present with it. Because when we're present in the moment, we have a choice. We could fly off the handle, we can get angry, we could run away and not deal with it, or we can simply sit with it and learn from it. You know, what is my next move? Do I need to say something in a neutral way to somebody who has triggered me? Or do I breathe and then come back to that? And it is, awareness is key.
I think that's where that maybe morning and evening routine can somebody can set that up for themselves, where in the morning they get centered and they say, this is how I want to show up today. If you know that you have some tough meetings, it can be, I want to show up with strength and compassion, and I'm going to listen and I'm going to stay centered. If it's an easy day with loved ones, I am going to show up today in a way in which every loved one that I meet will know that I am absolutely adore them. And so we get to choose the vibration that we choose for the day. And then at the end of the day, we get to reflect and say, you know what, in this area, I didn't do so wonderful. Tomorrow, I'm going to try again. And so it's holding ourselves accountable for the standards that we want, as well as being patient and kind to ourselves.
I love that. That reflection is so important, and not judging, loving, and just saying, yeah, you know, I'm gonna write that in my journal and I'll come back to that the next time this happens. Was it because I was feeling too vulnerable, or whatever it is? Now let's talk, you know, just a little bit about the mystical experience, because that is some of the most beautiful part of it, and I think opening to spirit and whatever. And you were saying, you know, I'm buzzing, you know, my vibration, the universe is lovely. Tell me a little bit about that and what people normally experience.
Thank you for asking this question. It's a rare question and one in which there's multiple ways to answer it depending on where somebody or what somebody believes in, right? And so if somebody, for example, doesn't resonate with the word spirituality, I would say at least start with your own spirit, your own soul. Connect with that. Connect with yourself more. The Jodi, the Sarah that came into this world just as a beautiful, bright, spectacular being, and perhaps the world dimmed us for a time or period. Reconnect with that. And then another level is connect with nature. Connect with nature. And then if it resonates with you, also connect with God, whatever God means to you. A lot of these medicines, the ultimate path is to source, and that source might be considered different to different people, but it is that connection. It's the connection with humanity, connection with nature, connection with how to show up in this world.
Lovely. Boy, that sounds so great. And it's difficult. I mean, we all feel it. Maybe we have moments in church or meditation or with like-minded people, and we feel this overwhelming love and connect to the divine, whatever, however you define that. So, yeah, and I love that ayahuasca and psychedelics and bufo can help do that and get you
Absolutely.
connected and feeling what that is supposed to feel like.
In today's world, there's so much disconnection. I was raised very connected to a beautiful family, but we weren't a religious family. And so for me to connect with something grander outside of myself wasn't a natural connection for me. I had to start with nature. I had to start with like connecting with nature and how incredible the systems are in which this universe functions, and then recognizing how incredible I am and other humans. And so that connection in that aspect. I really appreciate the spirituality question. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what's, you know, I'm hearing, you know, when you're in this space and you're open and alive, what's next for Behold,
Yeah,
beyond what
so
you are doing in, you know, again, Portugal, Costa
yeah.
Rica, and
Yeah.
where in Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico, thank you. Yeah, so this is our path. It's really for whoever is called to the medicine that they have an opportunity to receive it, and recognizing the different medicines and appreciating where they show up and where they're healthy. So, for example, Eastern medicine has a very strong, beautiful thing that it works with people. Western medicine is also spectacular at acute trauma. So,
Yes.
surgeries, what they can do with surgeries is incredible. And then we're practicing Southern medicine, where we are healing core trauma. And I mean healing, not making somebody feel better or having less pain, but healing it to feel better and have less pain. And then to me, if I were to say Northern medicine, that's our own medicine, that we can heal ourselves, that we are incredible, impeccable human beings. Our bodies know how to heal themselves. They just need the tools. And when we work with all of them, then we're balanced and we're healthy, mind, body, spirit.
Yeah, that's
So
great.
that's the work we're going to keep on doing.
I'm hearing a deepening of that
Yay.
kind of work and helping many and more people, which is so
Yeah.
great.
I really am. I think about the ripple effect a lot. Like, I fundamentally know that when people do the work for themselves, they show up as better colleagues. They show up as better partners. They show up as better children, adult children, I guess.
Yes,
And they
exactly.
show up as better parents, right? And so a lot of the people that come to our retreats have that ripple effect. And so I see that. Sometimes I imagine the globe is our 8 to 12 people leave. I just see them going back around the world and that ripple effect just covering the entire planet.
Great. Yes, it's almost when we are in a open, loving place and a place where we want to grow and transform, we can touch people in a more definitive way, whoever they are, and
Wherever
as
they
we
are.
move through the
Yeah.
world with that ripple effect. So it's great.
Yeah. It's really such a joy to see somebody on the first day of retreat and then see them on the
Ooh,
last day of the retreat. It's
yes.
from the changes that they have made and the things that they have learned about themselves and how they want to show up in this world. Even their face, some people have like those micro stressors are now relaxed. And so people also sometimes look younger on the last day than the first day. And
Great.
it's just such a joy to
Yeah.
be on this path and to walk it with people.
So
Yeah.
facelift is thrown in for free, right? Part
Yeah, I
of
have a
the
lot of
deal.
smile wrinkles, but
I
I don't have
know.
this one.
Yeah. Right. Well, Sarah, it's been a pleasure. How can people
Oh, me
get
too.
more information about your retreats?
Yeah. So our name is Behold Retreat. So if you do a search, you will find us. Behold Retreats. We're also on all the social medias. And I look forward to whoever is called to the medicine, reach out to us and let's start the conversation. And thank you so much for having me. It's been such a
Oh,
joy.
Sarah, it's been great. Yeah, I love the vibe, the energy, and the
Me
mission
too.
as well.
Yes.
Well,
Yeah.
thank
And we
you.
started this
Yeah.
before we began. I also am thankful to you and the work that you do, and
Oh.
really, as we said, trying to make the world a better place. So thank
It
you.
feels good.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Well, thank you again for your time, and thank you for telling us what you do. That's great at the
Yeah.
Behold Retreats. All
Thank you
right.
so much.
Yeah,
Have a beautiful
you
day.
take care, okay?
Take care.
All right.
I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people.